Welcome back to the Zan King Show. And today we are presented with a very special guest, one of my best friends, longtime friends, Mr. Lagoons. Not sure if he wants to be called by his real name on here. I don't know.
We'll go with Lagoons. Lagoons is the best.
It might slip. Your real name might slip. I don't know. I haven't said my real name on here yet. I don't know.
Hopefully, your
It's
real name doesn't slip
destined.
either.
It's destined to come out sooner or later.
Yeah, it's kind of a. It kind of has to happen, so to say.
I feel like I should fill you in on kind of how the podcast goes. I didn't tell you before the podcast started because I feel like that would kind of, ruin a little bit of the fun.
Yeah.
My stalker 2 has crashed for no reason. That's great. Anyways. Sorry for the burping intro, ladies and gentlemen. My friend here asked me what the intro was to the podcast, and on this show we don't have an intro, so I just figured, what's the next best thing? A really long burp. That's awesome. That's
No.
manly. That is peak masculinity,
Peak masculinity at its finest, ladies and gentlemen.
So I just figured that would be cool. I had a Sprite here, sipping it. So, also, if I'm not the most articulate, and not that I've ever been articulate in the podcast, I am sleep deprived. Been up for almost 24 hours at this point. Actually, I think over 24 hours. My lovely little guest has taken his sweet, sweet time cleaning his room, sleeping,
Okay.
missing his alarm, losing his
I
charger.
didn't miss my alarm.
So if I'm not at 100%, fellas, you can't blame me. It's fucking retard's fault.
Okay.
Yeah, it's his fault. So,
It's not exactly what happened.
no, like I was saying, this is genuinely one of my best friends. I met him on VR, as I have most of my close relationships. We've been friends for what, 4 years? 5 years?
Oh, new year, 5 years.
5 years? What? Fucking, yeah, 5 years,
Yeah.
yeah.
Since 2020.
I just thought you'd be a. And I've been trying to get you on a pod. I did one of your podcasts a long time ago, but obviously that was gay because you don't do your podcasts anymore.
Okay.
So much potential squandered. So if you guys want to, if you want to plug that really quick, I don't know the.
The
What's the name of
Lagoons
your?
podcast. It's on
Yeah.
almost everything.
So
Very
if you
few
want to
episodes.
kind of. That was a little more scripted, though.
Yeah.
That was a little more scripted. So if you want kind of synopsis of going a little deeper into our friendship, I feel like if we cover that'll be a
Yeah,
little
feel like we
gay.
covered that. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to have a good synopsis, go over to my boys pod, and you can kind of get a better understanding of that. But there's been a lot of shit going on recently, man.
Oh yeah.
A lot of shit, and.
I feel like
One of the things. Oh,
before we hop
okay.
into the topic, I feel like we should do a cheers.
A cheers? Oh
A
my god.
cheers.
Ladies and gentlemen, he knows. This is the guy. This is the guy. This is a big part of the podcast. So, as per ritual, ladies and gentlemen, if you have your bowls, your bongs, your pipes, your dab pens, your joints, your blunts, your AIDS, STD filled heroin needle, go get your partner to tie off the rope onto your arm. Make sure the big vein is sticking out, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh
I have
yeah,
been
big
reading the
vein.
comments. I've been reading the comments. We have had overdoses. Now, this is not my fault. I know I'm educating you properly. Big fucking vein, not the little one. If you fill the little one, you're gonna have a fucking blood clot, you retards. Big vein.
Big
So
vein,
go
ladies and
get
gentlemen, big vein.
go get your partner to tie the belt around your arm and fall into sweet, sweet bliss with me and my pal Lagoons. Okay.
Taking hit off the
Now
E-rig.
you have a few moments while he's warming up his E-rig. No, you fucking don't. Cheers.
Cheers. quite sorry. I was preparing it while during that discussion. I think our host has taken a blinker.
Absolute blinker, fellas. Absolute blinker. You know how the show goes. We're professional, but we're also free. We're fucking Americans, ladies and gentlemen. We can do as we fucking damn well please. We'll do whatever I want on this show. This is my fucking show. No one can tell me what to do. No one tell me what to say. You know, liberal media sneaking in here with their blue hair. You fucks. Turning my video games gay. How dare
absolutely
you?
Absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful, man. But I feel like the people are missing out on a key part of the goon. The gooner. The lagooner. How's your day, dude? How you doing, man?
Well, dude. I know it took a while, but dude, like I said,
yeah,
I like
you're
to
gay. Yeah. Sucking dicks for a living, faggot.
No.
Die.
I woke up, passed my alarm, sister took my charger, phone died during the middle of the night. Don't know how that happened.
Liar.
I woke up in a... she could literally walk in here and prove that. But, I woke up with the heart down to my stomach, man. But,
Your what down to your stomach?
My
say
heart down to my stomach.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Like, you don't have that feeling when there's like a, you're like, I don't know, like a, oh my
no,
god, dude, I fucked up.
No, and if I ever did have that, I would probably go to the hospital. I'd probably go to the what are you saying? Hold on. So
like,
you're saying, elaborate, please.
So I woke up and I was like, I just felt so bad.
Oh.
Because I knew. I already knew. Because I knew I didn't wake up to an alarm. That's the point. But, you know, I cleaned my room. It's looking a lot cleaner. I'm liking that. Feeling good.
That's good, man.
So how's your day going?
That's... Bro? Oh, man. You know how it is, dude. Fucking same shit, different day. Truly. Truly. I mean, what else is there really to say? Fucking... I work at a grocery store. Life is, minimal. Meek.
Hey,
bland, if you will.
Make the most of it.
Yeah, make most of it. You know, and, I mean, you're right. You're right and you're wrong. Because the pro is I'm surrounded by some good people in the work. The bad is I feel like my soul is being ripped out
yeah,
of me.
Yeah, I can feel that.
You know, because here's the thing, man. It's not even necessarily me that I'm like, I feel sad for. It's more like I look at the people that have been working there for like 20 fucking years, you know? And I'm like, there's this guy who I used to work with. I haven't seen him in weeks. So bro is either dead or retired. And he worked there for like 20 fucking years. He's going to retire from a grocery store. No shade to all you fuckers out there who's clandestine to be the manager at your local grocery store. Honestly, we need you. So, you know.
On God.
But like, for me personally, dude, I feel bad. And, you know, I know that it's not forever. And
that's
one of the reasons.
Jobs, some of these jobs are for, bro. Is that you can fired and then you can... put an application in the next day and start the job the next day. It's the point of these jobs.
Yeah, man.
Like, where I'm working, I've already been here for a year, bro.
Yeah.
It's, I can feel it eating at my soul, washing the dishes, the same dishes every day.
Yeah, but you're young, though. You got plans.
Yeah.
You know, when you start hitting 20, 21, 22, I mean, here's the thing, man. You know, the American dream at the moment is dead. So it's hard to want to strive for anything shorter than having a two-bedroom apartment. For most people right now, like, that's the goal. You know, there's not – people don't really have these long-standing goals anymore. I'm going to have that
apartment.
But B, you have nothing right now. That's the thing. That's fair for you to shoot for an apartment. If you're 46 years old and living in an apartment, that's when it becomes a fucking issue. That's when it becomes an issue. You don't want to be 40 fucking years old stuck in a damn apartment, dude.
Fuck that.
You know, it's all about this comfortability that we get. We get so comfortable in these shitty habits that we just, you know, we're scared of changing, even though there are like some bad things in those comfortable, you know, we're still willing to cope with that comfortability because we, at least we know the pain. Other than if we dive into the unknown, if we take a leap of faith into something that's hard or challenging, there's going to be something that we don't know how hard it's going to be. So we don't want to take that leap. We don't want to jump. And that's where a lot of people fall short because they never
like,
take that leap.
Like being scared of change. Yeah.
Well, being scared of the unknown, man. That's why people are scared of the dark. Hmm. You know? But I had a few ideas of what I wanted to talk about. I don't have any kind of script or anything. Obviously, if we ever one day turn on the screen recorders, you folks will see that I don't really ever plan on having a script unless I get like an actual serious motherfucker in here talking about some shit. But there are a few things I want to talk about that I was going to talk about by myself, but I ended up just playing Stalker 2 instead. But one of the things I wanted to talk about was history. And that's one of the big things I've been really thinking about recently is history and how it seems like people, you know, we have this TikTok culture right now of these short ass attention spans. You know, and forgive me for talking so long. I swear to God, I will let you have a word in here after I say this. But we have this TikTok culture of short ass attention spans to where people don't remember things after even 30 seconds of them being said.
Dude,
you know?
It's bad.
And I see that in politics. And like I see that in mostly politics. That's the only, I didn't mean to say and there. There is no and. You know, I guess you could say and history, like historical shit. You know, but when people say like the word fascist, for example, you know, I'm sure you've heard that.
Yeah.
People don't really know what fascism is anymore. People think fascism is Donald Trump. They actually believe it too. They actually believe it with like their heart and soul. That's what fascism is. And they forget like what the CCP is or the CCCP, you know, and fucking Soviets, you know. So I guess it's not necessarily a question. I just kind of want to hear your take. Like, do you think people are willingly stupid? Or do you think people just don't have enough time to catch up with all this shit going on? People are so grounded in their ideas, you know?
I definitely feel like that. You're talking about, like, the attention span people or people who don't change their ideas about, like, fascism?
Fascism was more of an idea.
Yeah, are you talking about, like, a general?
Yeah, I'm talking in general, you know, and it's not necessarily an attention span towards a conversation. It's attention span, like you said, all encompassing, all in general. You know, we have fucking drones flying above New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
And no one's saying, no one's freaking out, no one's doing shit. A couple of people are shooting at them like goobers, but you know, the government lied for 50 years. You know, or how many years? 70, 80 years, however long, whatever Project Blue Book and Operation Blue Beam, whenever that shit happened, you know, they've been lying ever since that. And the reason they lied about it was because, and this is an actual quote, you can go look at the fucking Freedom of Information Act. They said that they thought it would cause mass panic if they told people about UFOs. But now, if I told you, hey, dude, there are UFOs flying around, you're like, okay, and? And? you know, there is no mass panic. Everything they said was going to happen didn't happen. And I think that's partially due to the fact that we genuinely don't give a fuck. I actually believe that, dude. I don't...
Like, people don't have time to care? Or
people don't have time for anything anymore. You know, I talk to people who... They'll give you their political opinion all day. They'll tell you, this person's bad. This person's good. This is why this person is bad. This is why this person is good. Okay, did you go out and vote? No, I didn't make it. Okay, so shut the fuck up. How about that? So shut the fuck up. Because, you know, and I was literally talking to someone last night about this, dude. Literally. And he was telling me he didn't vote. But then he's talking to me about political shit. And I'm like, you know what I think about when the election rolls by? You know, I'm not a fan of the military-industrial complex. And I'm not a fan of all that shit. But regardless about what you think about the military, those guys and girls that went in there to, quote-unquote, die for your freedom, even if they didn't necessarily die for your freedom, right? Even if they died in some meat grinder that some billionaire perpetrated so he could up his stock price, you know, they still, in like, the moral of the story is they died because they wanted to protect your freedom. So you should vote for them. Don't vote for your silly ideology. Don't vote because you feel like, oh man, my vote has no purpose. Vote because somebody literally thought to themselves, I'm going to protect democracy. And they ran into gunfire. Legit. They ran towards bullets so you could vote. And whether or not it's true that they actually saved your right to vote, or whether they just died for a meat grinder, the point is that they thought. So you should honor their memory by voting for what's right. You know? That's my big thing. And so, but when you say I don't want to vote, you are not only spitting in the face of all those guys, all those men and women, but you're simultaneously ignoring the past. Have you seen the Nazi gathering in Madison Square Garden?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry this is an auditory podcast, but we are going to get my buddy's reaction to the Madison Square Garden Nazi rally. So if you guys want to go watch the video for yourselves, that's exactly what I'm typing in.
If not, I'll explain it for the auditory listeners.
It's there is a PBS from 4 years ago, A Night at the Garden, an American Nazi Rally in 1939, 4 years ago. Warning, this is not for the faint of heart, ladies and gentlemen. This is a little creepy, because this was in New York, America. Mm-hmm. Madison Square Garden, Suicide Boys played here.
I don't think I should have the audio playing on the podcast.
Probably not. Nope. Not going to be a good segment for the pod.
Yeah.
Because it's. I don't think there's any. I don't think there's any. So what we're seeing here is we're seeing protests and stuff outside of Madison Square Garden. Obviously, you had a shit ton of Nazis inside, like a shit ton. So the context of the situation is, I believe there was 50,000 people inside of MSG during the rally, and there was over 100,000 people gathered outside to protest against it. So that should speak volumes. There was more people against the Nazi regime than there was pro.
Whoa, this is a crazy. Like, they're all, like, in a stance right now. Are both parties here? Both against and with?
Everyone's there. Oh. Everyone's there. You don't really need to explain it, because if they want to go watch the video, they can. You know, we'll just kind of explain like the key points. You know, like you're seeing George Washington stand up there.
Lower.
And just remember, folks, this is 1939. This is 6 years before the end of World War II. So none of these guys really knew what Hitler was going to do yet. Let's just all keep that in mind. I don't believe, I'm not a historian. They're all
Wow.
saluting this goober. Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. But this is MSG, man. People forget this shit ever happened, bro. Why don't we just for this guy talking? Why don't we unmute it just for this guy talking?
Okay.
Because for audio, this is not too appealing. And I'm sorry to all the audio listeners so far. This is really shit.
It is unmuted.
So we'll start here. We're at 2 minutes and 46 seconds. Here we go, folks.
Fellow Americans, American patriots,
It's PBS, by
I'm
the
sure
way.
I do not come before you tonight as a complete stranger. You all have heard of me through the Jewish-controlled press as a creature with horns, a cloven hoof, and a long tail. We, with American ideals, demand that our government shall be returned to the American people who founded it. If you ask what we are
Sorry.
actively fighting for under our charter, first, a social just white Gentile ruled United States.
Oh, wow.
Second,
Yeah, man. Yeah, this is real shit.
labor
This
union
is real
for Jewish
fascism.
Moscow directed domination.
Someone just rushed the stage. They're beating the absolute shit out of him, kicking him, punching him in the face.
Guy just walks back.
They're gonna zoom in on this guy, 'cause I don't know if this motherfucker was ever seen again. That was the Luigi of their time, man. But we could probably stop it there. But yeah, man. And
Wow.
so people, but that's just the thing, is that they actually tried to start a Nazi party in the United States. And I'm pretty sure they did it for a while, up until I think it was the ACLU banned it. But yeah, man. So that's
That's
what
crazy.
voting, you know, we saw. In these last 4 years, I'm not going on my PC. I'm just trying to get a cool little
You're
wallpaper
good, man.
going here with some music. But no, that's what can happen, man. People don't seem to really grasp that idea of how powerful your voice can be, you know?
Yeah. I feel like people really do not grasp on that. I don't know if my sister has really grasped on that thought of how she can really, count in the vote.
Well, people are really confused, and Like we always talk about, man, you know, and for all you podcast listeners, this is just a normal conversation, you know. But the thing is, man, people have so much shit going on. So much shit in their normal life to deal with. And so when you're taught that blue is true, and when you're taught that right is right, you know, and the red till I'm dead, you know, that creates this mind fog to where you start to deny things like climate change, or where you start to say gay people shouldn't get married, you know, or where you say kids should be allowed to choose their gender, or men should be, biological men should be allowed to participate in women's sports. You know, this is shit where if you, I'm trying to think of a way to put it, man, that would really resonate. You know, for all these folks out there, I met a guy, I won't say names. He told me he was a lifelong Democrat. And, you know, I was really baked when we were having this conversation. So I, quite frankly, ego aside, I quite frankly rudely interrupted this dude. And he was starting to talk about how he thinks Joe Biden should have never left office. And I was high as fuck. And I reacted how I would anybody else. And I was just like, what the fuck did you just say? Not in a rude way, but in more of like a, I want to hear what the fuck this guy has to say. And, you know, this is how weak-minded people are. Bro 180'd his opinion by my reaction.
Wow.
I've told you this story before. This is the black dude.
Yeah.
Completely 180'd his whole opinion. And at the end of the conversation said how he was going to vote for Trump. Now, I don't pressure people to vote for Trump. Hell, I wasn't even going to vote for Trump until RFK dropped out. You know, I wanted to vote for Vivek Ramaswamy, personally. You know, so I'm not going to pressure anybody to vote for anybody. You know, I don't give a fuck who you vote for. Just go vote. That's my big thing. I don't give a fuck if you vote for Kamala Harris. That's real. As long as it's a real vote for her. As long as it's not a cheated vote for her. You know, I believe in democracy, dude. You know, I believe that you should be allowed to be a retard. You should be allowed. It should be perfectly allowed. If you actually have done the research and you're like, Kamala Harris, this is my guy. This is my lady. I want her to be. That's commendable. And I salute you for it. I'm going to ask to hear your opinion and I'm going to pick your mind for the rest of your life. But I want to hear your fucking opinion, man. No. I don't know. Are you? Do you plan on voting, man? We've talked about this in the past, but you know.
I said 18, bro.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna register.
Yeah.
But won't happen for another 3 years.
How crazy is that?
That is pretty.
You know, I was listening to this podcast, and they were talking about timelines. You know, it's like I believe it was Joe Rogan. You know, and he was saying there's two timelines that happened in 2024. That bullet hitting Trump and him losing the election. Those are two timelines that if either one of those went wrong, we would have been cooked. We'd have been cooked for sure. You know, and I think about that all the time, man. You know, I don't know. On this show, we're very open, so I hope you're willing to get down and dirty with it.
Yeah.
But, you know, for, like, faith kind of stuff, you know, I've never been so convinced that we are living in a program and Jesus is the and listen, I'm not a biblical scholar, so to any of my biblical scholars out there, if you'd like to correct me, if you ever get a hold of this podcast somehow, I started off with like a 10-second burp. So if you're here and you're a biblical scholar, honestly, congratulations. I can't even hear you clapping, but congratulations.
They can hear me clapping.
You know, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. But I dude, I think it's a simulation. I'm pretty fucking sure that Jesus may just be a fucking programmer. You know, that just may be the guy typing shit in to the program, or God. You know, God, Jesus, you know. It's weird. It's weird to have those thoughts. What do you think about that?
I'm not a biblical scholar either. I've not read a lot of the Bible. I've not read much. I've not read any.
You believe in the Bible?
I've read verses. I'm just saying. I've never read the Bible. But I do like to believe in a greater place. But here and there, I will question the reality that we live in.
Dude. You know, and the Bible calls us aliens. And listen, I'm not one of those crazy Bible people, okay? I'm not about interpreting the Bible. I read it how it fucking read, okay? And God calls us aliens. God calls us aliens. So, I don't know, man. I like to meditate on that thought. I like to meditate on the thought that maybe we are bigger than ourselves, you know? Can I tell you something a little disturbing that I heard from a Christian? They told me that they don't think that everybody has the Holy Spirit in them. Now, listen, if you listened to the last podcast, you would know that we ended off with a prayer. So, listen, I'm not the most biblical, but I know my scripture, you know. But before I say my opinion, I would like to hear yours. What's your take on that? You know, they literally told me they don't believe the Holy Spirit is in everyone.
Well, this is going to be kind of goofy if you...
Yeah, man.
Goofy, but,
yeah, well, we're high, so...
She likes to talk to God. She likes to talk to Jesus. So,
yeah.
And she says that other people, if you can't talk to Jesus... That you haven't accepted him in your life yet.
Yeah.
So it's like, could he be talking about that the Holy Spirit is them not believing in God?
So she said that, if you don't accept him, you can't hear him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I would say that's true. It's true, but. My question to that, my rebuttal with that be, how would you initially hear him? That would be my... So...
Yeah, ask that question.
You know, question. And this is
I'm
where...
I'm sure she would just say just to talk to him, just to sit there and ask for him.
I'm of the faith that you have, like, at least one opportunity. You know, there's going to be, like, one person in your life who will just be like, listen... You need to get serious with God. What's that? Hold on. We're going to pull up another video. Do you know what video I'm talking about?
I don't think so.
Oh, dude. Okay.
Auditory listeners, we are sorry again.
Oh, no. You can leave this one unmuted. You can leave
unmuted?
This one unmuted. Yep. Okay. This is great.
A young man in Calvary. His name was Ben. And I was running a youth group. I was there for a few years. And
can you tell me how this audio sounds?
Yeah, it sounds really on the right ear, like in the back. You hear that too?
Yeah. Yeah, but is it going to sound loud on the audio?
Play it.
Let me start over. I don't want to get to the funny part yet.
There was a young man in Calvary. No? His name was...
Sounds good?
Yeah, it's in the green.
All right. Do you know what video this is, bro?
I don't know what video this is.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
There's a pastor sitting on a stand in the church.
Well, the name of the video is Pastor Punches Kid in the Chest. So, if you want to look it up.
There was a young man in Calvary. His name was Ben. And I was running a youth group. I was there for a few years. And he was a nice kid, but he was one of those kids that was always he's a real smart aleck. Was a bright kid, which didn't help things, right? Made him more dangerous.
Okay.
And we were outside one day, youth group, And he was just trying to push my buttons, and he was just, you know, kind of not taking the Lord serious. And I walked over to him, and I went, bam! I punched him in the chest as hard as I crumpled the kid. I just crumpled. And I leaned over and I said, Ben, when are you going to stop playing games with God? I led that man to the Lord right there.
So that's what I'm trying to do. I don't know why I keep closing YouTube.
He really
Sorry,
thinks
folks.
He did something with that.
But
he like
what were we talking? Could you retell me what we were talking about? Also, make sure this music.
Isn't
okay,
fine.
Cool. Yeah, because I will. Microsoft will actually come break my fucking knees with a lead pipe, for sure.
But
do you remember what we were talking about?
This
is my favorite segment on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, forgetting what we were saying.
We were talking about
I was doing a bit.
That guy you were talking about, the Holy Spirit, not believing people.
Oh, yo. That was nuts. Yeah. Yeah, that was really deep because... and I do plan on having this guy on the show, you know, to talk. So I don't want to... But it was really... you know, he was a former deacon at a church. And listen, I haven't picked his brain 100% on this, so I don't know exactly his opinion. But, you know, he proceeded to tell me that he doesn't think that the Holy Spirit is in each and every person. Which, let's think objectively. We've both done psychedelics, so let's think outside the box here. Pedophiles. Child murderers, people who eat other people, people who perform like satanic rituals, you know. So off the top of my head, I could think of a few people who you could say don't have the Holy Spirit, but I'm let me let you take the lead on this one because I know my view. So let's hear yours.
I mean, bro, like I said, I don't know. It could be them not accepting Jesus, but with those people, clearly they have a mental illness, a disease.
Mental illness? Really? I wouldn't take it that far. I wouldn't take it that far. Because bro was a deacon. Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought you were talking. Okay, sorry. Okay, my bad. Pedophile. Yeah, but... So what, you would still say they have the Holy Spirit, though, right?
No, I'd say those people are probably tarnished, bro. They're gone.
Tarnished.
They have, if they have chosen their ways, they're not going to go back. You know how the saying goes. If they do something, something had been to them as a kid.
What would Jesus say, though?
He's still going to accept them. He's still going to want them to change, but they're not
Pretend you're Jesus, and you're face-to-face with a pedophile.
He's still going to say, I love you. Because that's Jesus. That's who God is.
So, and I'm just steel-manning the position, because obviously I believe pedophiles should either be castrated or killed. You know? I think that that is redemption for pedophiles.
Yeah.
I think that's the best redemption. You know, if you want forgiveness, you take it up with him. You know, quite frankly. Because you can't... If you go out of your way to hurt innocent people... Or, like, take something away that's unreplaceable. Like, you could steal my money all day, but if you steal my virginity, I can't ever get that back. And I'm putting myself in the shoes of a young lady who was raped. You know, you can't ever get that back. And so it's like, you've stolen something from me I can't ever. It's like time.
Innocence.
Yeah, you know? So... I don't know. When I put myself in their shoes, I think they should either be, you know, castrated or killed. And obviously, castration, that is my Jesus aspect. You get to live, but you can't live. Fuck. You have to, you know. So, but that's where I flip-flop so much. You know, let me ask you a question. If you had baby Hitler in front of you, what would you do?
You could go about this many ways.
You go about this many ways. Perry has been the only one to give me the answer I was looking for.
It's like, you can kill him, but what would that do with everything in the timeline?
Uh-huh.
Was there anything he did that was... I don't think anything he did was necessary.
So what would you do?
I'm not a historian, so I'm not sure what I would do.
Well, yeah, just
the answer would be
kill him. Kill him.
Because I don't know much. Yeah. I know he killed billions of people.
Well, that's the obvious answer, right?
Yeah.
That's the obvious answer. Let me lay down the more nuanced answer. I would take baby Hitler, and I would try to raise him to not think that way, to think that that's okay to do.
Okay.
Because surely it was something in his childhood, right? Like, you don't just wake up one day. Hold on 1 second. What?
We get intermission, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry about that, fellas. I do have a personal life. I'm sorry. I have to apologize. But no, and Perry, who just rudely interrupted me, fucking, but she gave me the best answer. She said exactly what I said. And, you know, but when I was first asked the question, I said what you said. But I heard, I don't expect you to know this fucking guy, but this dude named George that came off the Impulsive podcast, he's the one that said that initially. He's like, you know, I would probably just try to raise baby Hitler to not be... Because you're going to kill a baby, really? You think you could kill a baby? You think you have that in you? That's nuts. Dude.
Fair enough.
That's what is that movie called? Where they go back in time and arrest people before they do the crimes?
I'm not sure. I never watched that.
Fuck. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen.
He is looking for the movie.
Say something funny.
Alakazam, Alakazoo. We are in the zoo.
Okay, hold on, fellas.
He's typing in all caps, by the way.
Yep, I was playing. It's not Thrill Seekers. I know that. It's not a fucking time machine. It starts with a Minority Report. Minority Report. Oh, what a great movie. Oh, my gosh. Tom Cruise. The king of Scientology. But, no, and so, I don't know, dude. And the whole movie is about going back in time to stop criminals because you could see what they're doing before they even do it. And yeah. It's like, you know, I always think of like, do you think you could kill a baby? I don't know, man. I'd have to take that little fucker. And so, but that leads me on to my next point, which is, with that being said, I think that there is potential for greatness in everyone. You know?
Yeah.
I think that everyone, because I am a Christian, I'm an actual Christian, which means that, you know, I have faith that you are me and I am you, which means that I think that if I lived your experiences and you lived my experiences, I would be you and you would be me, you know?
Yeah.
I think we're just a bundle of our own experiences. And as long as that we are thinking on this plane of monetary gain and benefiting your own self. I know that sounds so super hippie, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry, but I am a hippie. I have to admit, if what you consider to be a hippie is a psychonaut user and wants the best for everyone, I guess I'm a full-blown hippie, dude. I don't know. I feel like that's the best way. I think, you know, and I like to say this one a lot, too. If there is a God, don't you think he would want us all to love each other? Like, when you die, do you think that God is going to be like, congratulations, you were racist and you were homophobic and prejudiced against everyone you ever met. You know, congrats, you're key to heaven. Or is it more like, okay, you chose love at every turn. You win. You're the winner. You win. You know, so. But, hey, man. It's all ethical shit. But this all, yeah. let's tie this back into history. Let's tie the knot right here and now. You know, people don't take into account any of this shit when they're going to the voting booth. You know, people don't think about any of this shit when they're going to, you know. Can you remind me what we were talking about? Sorry. I lost my point. My point.
People are not having. Talking about Jesus.
Dude, I'm sorry. I lost it.
You lost it, bro?
Dude, I lost it. Dude. I'm baked! Leave me alone, bro.
Here. Do a cheers.
Dude, I'm baked.
We're 46 minutes in. Absolutely beautiful. But some things I wanted to talk about.
Okay, yeah, sorry. Good thing I lost my train of thought. Yeah.
The things that are...
Sorry, fellas. Sorry.
Personally going on in the current world today.
Okay.
You and me, both psychedelic users. We love psychedelics.
Amen.
I know you're more of an LSD user. I'm more of a mushroom. But still to this day... Yeah, still to this day, we're not seeing any... progress with like psychedelics. Only in Oregon I've seen, I think it's Oregon that legalized it in medicinal use, right?
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know. There's a whole map.
Are you talking about mushrooms or what are you saying?
Yeah, mushrooms. They've only used it for medicinal use in Oregon, I want to say.
Okay. Keep talking. You're all good, man.
They got like a whole map. I thought that was pretty cool. But still, not much given, not much fight, even in late 2024.
Yeah.
We just got people making maps.
So,
maybe
what's your...
seeing some progress. Hopefully, you start seeing some progress. I feel like mushrooms could be could be very good in a medicinal way. I'm not sure if they started seeing pros already, but I would love to look into that.
So, I was just curious because I thought Washington was another state, but it seems that Oregon and Colorado for mushrooms in particular, you know, several other states and cities have decriminalized it, but it remains legal. You know, and I often ask myself the same thing, man. You know, I often... Or not ask, because you didn't ask a question, but I often ponder on that, you know. And what's your take? Why do you think it's still illegal, man? What's your...
Why it's still illegal?
Yeah.
Because of, like, the whole propaganda. All drugs are bad. What? You will all die. I'm pretty sure it's the scare that gets put into kids. Like, either with... I don't want to say fentanyl, because it's... It's becoming new again, and it's not like, I don't know, I don't want to say fentanyl, but drug scare, it's such a huge thing.
Yeah.
I find it so stupid. You go to talk to any random person, any straight person that's like got their mind forward on like the day-to-day thing, like the, what is it, 9 to 5, they're going to say drugs are bad and they're going to kill you. You know?
Yeah.
It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. I don't know where this drug scare has come from. I feel like if they were more educated, they would actually be able to learn. Like, if they were to legalize these drugs and then inform everyone about them, how to use them, what not to use, you know?
Yeah, man. You know, if I were to give you $50,000, and you had to place a bet, where would you say who do you think is perpetrating this bullshit, and why do you think they're perpetrating it? If you just had to take a guess.
I want to say it's the same people that are making Project Bluebeam. It's for public scare.
Public scare. But why would they be wanting to scare people about something that can make their life better?
And that is a great question. Same reason why the... What is it? The crack epidemic that happened?
Back in the 80s. Yeah, man. Yeah. The Sugar Act. You know, it's a multi-layered answer, you know, and to answer this question, you know, first of all, we would need to be less high, and it would need to be about, 7 hours ago, fuckhead, you know, but the main thing is, it's mostly about this sense of awareness. You know, when people come together and congregate in a way where we can expand each other's minds by bouncing off ideas and having complex thought, you know, people are so pussy nowadays, they don't want to talk about things because they're scared of being proven wrong. This is real shit, man. People don't want to be proven wrong. People don't want to have this exchange of ideas where if I prove wrong one of your ideas, it completely dismantles your entire personality, so it's just safer not to have the conversation in its entirety.
Yeah.
In case you get proven wrong, you know, and that's most of the people nowadays. That's most people now, and they live in these echo chambers, and these echo chambers fester. And one thing that happens with festering is it gets very aggravated. And then it turns into, well, let's look at this one drug, marijuana. You know, it all started with fucking William Randolph Hearst, man. That's who it all started with. He owned fucking forests and paper mills. And he had to use, like, actual trees and shit. So when the decorticator came around that made processing hemp fibers way fucking easier, the whole market started to shift. And people, all these other companies started to use hemp products because it was cheaper, it made better paper, it made stronger paper, harder to tear. Great fucking product. You can make concrete out of hemp. The first American flags flown in the Civil War were made out of hemp. The fucking the Declaration of Independence was drafted on hemp paper, you know? And it wasn't until the fucking 1920s the hemp becomes legal again, you know? And it all stems back to this retard in his trees, because he didn't want to get rid of his trees, because if marijuana or cannabis, sorry, folks, if cannabis stayed legal, he would have lost his whole fucking business, you know? And so it all really bundled down to that guy and Michael Rupert with Reefer Madness. He made that movie in 1930 and it scared the shit out of people. You know, they were saying that black and Latino men were smoking this new dangerous drug called marijuana and raping white women.
Yeah.
And so they made it. And so they made it illegal, you know. And I think a large part now, so that's why it was legal back then. So when I said it was very layered, this is what I mean. I think the reason it's illegal now is because of Big Pharma. I really do. A lot of people are on these SSRIs, fucking depression and anxiety medicines. So many people are abusing fucking drugs. You know, pharmaceutical grade drugs that regulate your emotion, regulate your thoughts. And I think that if these people got a hold of mushrooms or got a hold of microdoses of acid, microdoses, folks, not tabs, micro doses of acid. We're talking 10 milligrams of acid. 10 UGs of acid, I mean. Not milligrams. Holy shit, that's 1,000 UGs. But 10 UGs of acid, legit, pure, lab-tested, not from a goober in his basement. This shit's made in a lab with people with masks on, you know, and you get prescribed that. And I think that if that actually happened and we mass prescribed small microdoses of LSD, I don't even think there would be any mental illness in this country. I think it would be chopped into a quarter of what it is now. And I think that Big Pharma knows this, and that's why it's illegal to this day, because they make so much money off of antidepressants and telling people, no, you're just depressed, you just have anxiety. And I'm saying this as somebody who had severe depression and severe anxiety. Legitimately, check my fucking paperwork, doctor. I have that shit on the books. You know, I had to tell when I had to go get my Adderall prescription, I had, and blah, ha, 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 I'm on Adderall. Blah, ha, I'm still a part of it. Hear me criticizing. But yeah, man, that shit's on my record forever. So I know, I kind of know, I think I'm, you know, in the area to talk about this. It's like, I think a lot of depression comes from not loving your environment. It's, and a lot of people think it comes from not loving yourself. I think people get so comfortable and let these feelings of like failure and what's the word? Like shit. Fuck, what's the damn word? I know what I'm saying. You know. Oh my god, dude. It's the problem with me not having the fucking mic or the control, because normally I could just pause, rewind, hear what I'm saying. You remember what we were talking about, Broski?
Oh my god.
Yep, I got the Fable 2 music playing in the background, folks.
Bro, why did you do that? Dude, I had it in my head. I literally was thinking about it, and then you said that and made me think about something else.
Listen, fellas, this is not a professional podcast. If you were coming for some grade A content,
I had something I was gonna say too.
Oh, dude. Oh,
I was waiting to say something. What was I gonna say?
We were talking about psychedelics. We were talking about shit. Oh, you know what we were talking about? We were talking about mental illness. That's what we were talking about.
SRIs.
Yeah.
Lord. They're baked.
But yeah, I promise you guys, by like the 100th episode, we will have this locked in, perfected. Okay, fellas, by the 100th episode, we will be locked in. We won't forget what we're talking about. That's a promise. You just gotta let me cook for a little while. I'm not used to this. Took a while off.
That is, I feel like, I feel educated. That was a good way to put it.
Yeah.
That was beautiful, honestly.
Yeah, man.
That is what is happening, actually. Well, yeah.
Well, and I think it's connected to the gun problem, man. All these people shooting up schools. A lot of these guys, when you look up their autopsy reports, all these guys have some sort of SSRI or antidepressant found in their bloodstream.
There was recently a bunch of like ghost guns being bought online, and not being able to be traced, because they didn't have any serial numbers or any, I don't know what's called, like tracking numbers, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
And they were able to be made at home. Traditional firearms, like, made at home. No records, no nothing.
What are you talking about, like, 3D printed, or what?
They purchased kits. I don't know, I guess from, like, the black market, I want to say.
You know, and that's funny. I've tried finding guns on the black market. I can't find them anywhere. I'm in the wrong fucking search hub, man. You know, all the areas for all you normies out there who think the black market is a bunch of people with like anonymous masks on,
Yeah.
like edging. It's really not. It's really a bunch of nerds like talking about cybersecurity most of the
Yeah.
time and like
So
talking
what do you
about stealing people.
need?
It's mostly fraud. A lot of it is fraud, and a lot of it is nerds talking about something called OPSEC, operational security, and that's like the biggest thing on the. And where you could find
Drop my
me
phone.
and my public profiles on the black market, if you talk about guns, they ban you.
Yeah.
Period. Flat out. That's in the rules. If you talk about guns, if you talk about selling fentanyl, banned. Guns banned. You know, they do sell heroin, they do sell crack, they do sell meth, they sell all that shit, but they don't sell guns or
They sell
fentanyl.
cards and
So it's
cigarettes for
like,
some reason.
so I don't know where these guys are going. I don't know if, 'cause I'll just keep it a buck 50. I've been around the dark web. All the sites I find with guns all look like cop websites. So I don't know if these guys are buying guns from cops. Like legitimately, they're going to these scam websites that look like scams. Plot twist, they're actually legitimately selling guns, firearms, and they're just police. They're just police monitoring where these guns go. I'm not sure. But from all my places where I go, no one's selling guns. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something.
I have two
I know.
unbound shit.
Legit?
Only drugs.
What are you talking
And
about?
methods.
Okay, I thought you were saying you found gun sites. I was like, share
No.
the link. But no. what is it? Deny, depose, defend. Woo! But no. So you're saying that they're buying these kits off the black market. And
That's what
where'd
is
you
that's
hear
what's
this?
happening. Like, there was a case with God, what was it? With Garland and Vanderstock.
Okay.
With the Biden administration.
So what, did they pass a law or something or what?
They're trying to regulate them. They're trying to regulate the ghost guns, not just ghost guns, but alcohol, tobacco, and explosives. 'Cause recently today, there was a Cybertruck that blew up in front of the Trump Tower.
I saw that. Saw that.
That was.
What's your take on that?
I just saw it. I
Wait, what
haven't
do
had
you mean
much to.
regulate, dude?
They just said regulate. That wasn't much.
Okay, hold on. Pull up your browser, search it up. What are you talking about right now?
Garland versus Vanderstock.
Vanderstock?
Yeah. With
Okay,
the
I got it.
C.
Let me ask AI here. It fucking ever loads. Garland v. Vanderstock is a pending Supreme Court case regarding the 2021 Bureau of Alcohol and Firearms, the ATF. First of all, can I just say, fuck the ATF. If you work for the ATF, fuck you. If you're a good person working for the ATF, leave or fuck you. Regulatory revisions of the Gun Control Act of the 1986, definitions of firearm, firearm frame, and receiver. 2023 Federal District Court Judge Reed O'Connor granted a motion for summary judgment. Okay, what the fuck does any of this even mean? Blah, blah, blah. The Supreme Court announced it would take up a full case here. I don't understand what's the point of all this?
Just bring it up to days.
This is from 20
It's
2024.
still pending. Still pending.
So I'm gonna assume Garland, that's the district attorney? Or what? Who's
Yeah.
Garland?
Pretty sure.
I'm confused here.
Watch the wrong app.
Yeah, Garland. Yeah. Garland is the attorney. So Vanderstock. Let's search up Vanderstock. Who is Vanderstock? Is a plaintiff. Oh. So, I don't know, man. That might be a good thing. But I feel like it's a very common sense thing. Like, you should probably have a serial number on a gun, right? Like, that's... Yeah. But that's, I don't know, man.
For them to not have a serial number. It's the whole point.
Yeah, that's kind of the whole point, dude. You gotta have to take care of the fucking... You know, but it's like, I have on so many occasions considered buying a gun illegally, dude. Like a few. And I know a few people that can sell them. And it's like, I don't know, man. I really, because if I feel that way for myself personally, why do I feel like somebody else shouldn't? You know, and that's where I have a problem with shit. Because it's like, what if one day, hypothetically, the cops do come knocking? And they're like, yo, give me your guns right fucking now. Legitimately. You really want them to take all your guns for real?
Like that.
Yeah. And that's been, you know, obviously, for all you actual ATF folks out there, I don't own illegal guns. And I would probably never purchase them unless you fuckers actually got out of hand. Then we'll talk. But... as of the moment, I'm not considering it. In fact, I've been looking at a couple guns for purchasing legally. But gun control slippery. What do you think?
Gun control?
Yeah.
I'm personally going to buy a gun. Mm-hmm. Legally. When I turn 18.
Why?
Protection.
Yeah.
I have one. Just a pistol.
Yeah. Protection. What, against animals or...
anything and everything.
Yeah, that's it's a kind of not really an inside joke, but a lot of like liberals who say that they own guns say, oh, it's for hunting. Oh, you know, I just take it out hunting. They never say it's for self-defense, dude. They never say it's for self-defense against a person because they don't want to say that they would shoot a person. You know,
I'll kill motherfucker if you try me.
I got in this debate, dude. Yep. Continue.
If you're coming at me with a knife, coming at me for any reason, I will show my gun and give you a 5-second mercy.
Well, let me say this. What's your take on, like, 200-round magazines?
I'm not going to dump a 200-round mag into someone.
Mm-hmm.
But I will shoot you twice. I will make you disabled.
Okay, but should they be legal?
Should they be legal? They're illegal?
Oh, in California, yeah. Mm.
Well, I understand in California, but...
yeah.
I feel like... I don't know, that's iffy. Because, like, if you had regulations on those, I feel like people are gonna go against them either way.
Yeah. So, like, do you think I should be allowed to buy a 200-round magazine?
No.
No, why not?
I feel like that's... I mean, you can't own a shotgun, so...
okay.
I guess so. Like, think about what else you can own. You can own a whole assault rifle.
Mm-hmm.
A fully automatic assault rifle. You can dump someone with not only
so,
a 30-round mag, but a 30-round mag with very bigger bullets.
I would say what you said is way, infinitely more controversial than a 200-round. You're advocating that normal people should be allowed to have fully automatic weapons.
They do. People have fully automatic weapons. People have
not
shotguns.
Normal folks.
My
not normal
dad
folks
has an AR.
Yeah, fully automatic, though?
I don't know.
I doubt it. I doubt it. You need a special license to have a full... in the United States
but,
at the moment...
still, you can own those.
Sure, but you can't be a crazy person. You need to pass some tests and background checks.
So there you
You
go.
can literally never have a violent thing on your record ever.
So why don't we have that on the 50-round mag?
So let me lay a scenario down. Let's say hypothetically, you fuck this bitch who has a crazy kid, right? And the kid is like gang related, right? And next thing you know, you have gang members pulling up to the front of your house, right? It's like a squad of gang members, right? They all have Dracos. And they're just laying bullets into the fucking place. And so what are you gonna do? You're just gonna sit there? Just gonna sit there. Really? You're just gonna sit there? Get hit by a
No.
stray bullet, spray in your face, and watch your family die? Okay, so here's the deal. I wanna have more bullets than you, by any means
So
necessary.
then have regulation of those. Have those tests.
You know, well, here's the thing, criminals aren't gonna follow your fucking regulation. Okay. Let me introduce you to. Now please leave the stream muted for a second.
Of course.
Now, I like DaBaby, but this music video is probably one of my greatest examples on why you shouldn't have gun control, probably. You
Oh, that
know,
video?
because yeah, well, hold on. Let's get to the good part.
The good part.
You know, these guys aren't following gun control laws. And oh, I accidentally rewound, folks. Accidentally rewound. You know, those are some very large magazines. You know, that pistol right there, that's probably like 100 rounds. And those are fully automatic, by the way. And none of those guns are licensed. And if they are, honestly, that's badass. And I changed my entire view on everything I've said. But I don't think so. I don't think they are. Or hold on. This one hits a little.
They have, yeah, it's
I think this is the video, dude. Actually, I don't know if there's guns in this one. I think he's just rapping very violently. But moral of the story is this guy for sure doesn't have a, you know, he's a
for
felon.
sure.
So, you know, so these guys, they don't really give a fuck about your gun control laws, quite frankly. And they have a lot of bullets. I want to have enough bullets to saw you in half. Okay, if you want to kill my family, I want to make sure you're unrecognizable. I'm gonna leave you as hamburger meat on the side of the road. You're donezo, buddy. Your brains are splattered everywhere. You're gone. Everything. Your organs are hanging out. Whatever. You're fucked. And if the decision comes down to I have to reload my magazine and you don't, and that's the deciding factor between my family lives or dies, go fuck yourself. I want to live. So I want to have the bigger magazine. I don't want to have to reload first. You're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and I've had that debate several times with a lot of people. And on the surface, yes, I agree with you. Normal people probably shouldn't have 200 round magazines. But on the subsurface, these kids in Southside Chicago are able to get these guns on the street whenever they want to. No background check from their homies. For a very good price, might I add, because they're all stolen.
I mean, I'm sure I could load up Telegram as we speak and you go find a gun in my city.
Oh, I'm sure I could walk around the fucking block and go find a gun. I'm certain I could, actually. So, and that's not racist, folks. I know a few people. You know. So I don't know, man. And that's always what it boils down to me. And it's such a cliche debate, but criminals aren't going to follow your laws. And so the only people that you're placing those laws on are law-abiding citizens, not these crazy fucks. And that's who that's who the gun control laws are hitting. You know, my number one wishy-washy gun control, and let me in on you on my wishy-washy thing. I don't know whether veterans should be allowed to have guns or not.
I mean, that's a fair
Yup. Yup.
one.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure you're screaming in your mic. I understand they serve for this country. I understand that their buddies got blown up. I understand the problems they went through. And damn, yes, they should be allowed to have their Second Amendment. I completely agree. But I also agree that sometimes they go fucking nuts and kill their whole families with an AR-15.
I was going to say, that's one of the things that
happens. Sometimes that happens. You know? But let me tell you what else happens, too. And I'm steel manning my own position. So, before I even get started, what do you think about that?
Think about veterans not having guns?
Well, should they or shouldn't they?
I don't think they should. I was going to say that things like that do happen. And it's.
But not all the time. It's rare.
Well, yeah, but they still do happen.
So you're going to put...
PTSD attacks, and they go through shit like that. And
of course.
Maybe it could be a trigger for them. It's terrible. I'm sure they don't even have most, a lot of veterans don't have guns or would not want to see or shoot a gun.
But I'm sure a lot of them do, you know, and you're taking that right to protect their family away from them. And they didn't do anything wrong. All they did was serve in the military.
Yeah.
What'd they do wrong? They didn't break any laws and you're taking their rights away. That is a right. Your Second Amendment right is a right. So, should we take the rights away from veterans?
I don't know.
Who literally went, like I said before, with voting. Literally, even if what they went in for wasn't what it really was, regardless, in the name of those soldiers, think about that. You know? That's all I'm saying. And listen, I understand that I'm contradicting myself. But I'm just letting you into my inner thoughts. That's one of my inner thoughts that I can't even give you an answer for because I flip-flop on it so much. But ultimately, I think I have to conclude with that fucking sentiment because, I don't know, man. That's what hits me the hardest because, you know, my dad was a Marine, you know. Fucking, and I know a lot of Marines. I've met a few really good people, you know. Let it be known, I've also met a lot of shit people. And all those shit people, you know, after I learned about the military-industrial complex, folks, that was before I met all those shit people from the military. And let me tell you, if you're in the military, there is probably a 95% chance you're an asshole. I'm sorry. I love you. Thank you for your service, but you're probably a dick. I hope you're not, but let me tell you, you guys come out of that shit very, very upset. Hey, how long has this pod been running for, buddy?
117.
Oh, nice, nice. Do you have anything else to talk about, man? We can keep going. I'm down. That was it, man. Any closing thoughts?
I mean, I got one. Do you see that Ukraine is possibly coming to an end in 2025?
What do you mean, coming to an end? Ukraine coming to an end.
Oh, the war.
Ukraine in its entirety is coming to an end. That's fucking crazy, bro. Holy shit.
I think, I don't know if it's the president, but they were talking about coming to an agreement to stop.
Coming to an agreement.
To stop the war.
Do you know anything about the Russia-Ukraine war? And I'm just going to say I don't know anything too deep. I know a little.
I know the surface. I know what's been talked about on the news mostly, and I know that it's coming to an end.
So, who's the good guy?
They just put like a bunch of Koreans out there and they just got slaughtered.
The Koreans got slaughtered?
Yes, they got fucking murdered.
No.
Yes,
you mean
the
Ukrainians? You mean the Ukrainians got slaughtered?
They brought Korean. I don't know if I'm right about that, but they brought
the
Korean,
Russians.
The Russians brought Korean armies, and they fucking, a lot of them died. I'm pretty sure. A lot of them got PTSD. I don't know. I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
Dude, if this is true,
not the Ukraine bringing.
No, I know who brought the North Korea. It was Russia.
I'm pretty sure. I don't think I'm wrong. I don't know. I could be wrong.
I hope you're right. That'd be badass. I hate North Korea more than I hate Ukraine, so.
Yeah. Or captured. I don't know.
North Korean soldiers kill themselves to avoid... Holy shit.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, he was not kidding. More than 3,000 North Korean soldiers were killed or wounded in the region. They fucked them up.
Yeah.
They fucked them up. So plot like... twist, ladies and gentlemen, it turns out isolating your people for almost 100 years makes a really shitty military. Who could have ever guessed it, folks? Who could have ever guessed it? This is nuts.
Should I unmute it for this stream?
No, this is the New York Post.
Oh, yeah. That was those people.
Wow.
Dying.
Holy shit, that's so fucking crazy.
What?
They suck.
Lord.
You know, this dude played the piano with his dick.
Okay.
Here, no, seriously. He used to be a stand-up comedian. Why is Paris from Suicide Boys playing? Folks, this is not intentional. Hold on, how do I spell retard's name? First of all, I just want to put this out there. I do not like Ukraine. But I also don't like North Korea more. So, fuck them. I don't know how to spell his fucking name, and I'm not gonna try, because I'm gonna butcher it.
What the hell? Yeah. What a signature.
There you go. Dickle. This is 2016, Vladimir Zelensky playing piano with his penis. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Of course you unmute.
Is this before he's president or still president?
I don't know. No, no idea.
Is this for like a...
Well, we don't want to have retard's voice. Hold on, let me get back on here. Get the fuck out of here. No. Pants falling, how funny.
Pants have fallen.
Now, here's the problem with this. He's not actually playing the piano with his dick. And that makes me severely unimpressed. Because if he actually was, that would mean he would have one of the world's biggest hogs. Look, ladies and gentlemen. You see how elevated his hips are from the keyboard? Amazing. So funny. You see these women dying laughing? This is comedy. Wow. So funny. So that's the guy who just killed 3,000 North Korean soldiers.
Wow.
Wow.
Love it.
But what? So you said you do the bare minimum about Ukraine. What do you know exactly, except for the fact that they just... raped a bunch of North Koreans.
I mean, I know the war is going on.
Yep.
Them in Russia.
It is going on.
With Gaza. Bombs.
Gaza. No, I'm talking in Ukraine and Russia in particular. Yeah. Gaza and Israel is going to have to be another episode, because that's a crazy conversation.
That I'm not that familiar with.
You know, well, you should get familiar with it. It's it's like a movie. There's a lot, once again, like everything else that we talk about, there's a lot of rabbit holes. The first one I would recommend, if you want to type this into your browser to look up, because we're probably going to end this podcast after I say this last few things. We're talking about the Ukraine war, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. Fucking... Oh, shit. Dude, I don't remember what I was going to tell you to search. Most important things about the Ukraine war. What are they? The fuck was I going to tell you to search? What was I going to say to you? I'll definitely remember after the show. Folks, ladies and gentlemen.
Should we take a cheers?
This has been... Oh, my God. Wow.
This segment.
You know, I think this episode has been the least amount of cheers taken.
Really? Yeah. I think that's three cheers. Hold on. You gotta have to give me a countdown, sir, not them a countdown.
Sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
I am slow with the wax.
Hunter Biden and Ukraine. That's what I was going to tell you to look up. Hunter Biden, Ukraine. That's a really interesting rabbit hole. He, I think it was like some fucking energy company, and he got the job because he told them that he was the son of Joe Biden. Like, legitimately, that's how he got the job. And he was making like a shit ton of money a year. This was a huge thing during the Biden administration that the liberals completely looked over. And fucking Joe, Sleepy Joe, was laundering money from Ukraine over to American banks through the White House.
Yeah, I'm looking at this right now. $3 million?
It's crazy, dude. It's nuts. It's and Joe wild. Biden just pardoned him. Yo.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Bro, we could talk for another 2 hours about this legitimately. Who knows? Who knows? Oh, dude, but... No, that shit is fascinating to me. While you're laying this up, let me give one last question to the viewer. To the viewer. If I were to give you a law degree, any of you, a law degree from Harvard University, 10, 12 years, however long.
Cheers.
Do you honestly cheers, folks?
Like, continue your question when you're done taking your bleeper. Sorry, my e-rig has only one timer.
If I were going to give you guys a law degree, and you were to look at all this shit with Nancy Pelosi making $200 million a year, okay? And she has a better investment portfolio than Warren Buffett and George Soros combined. And I asked you to analyze that. You don't think you'd find anything sketchy in there, genuinely? And so I'm assuming your answer is yes, you would. So if yes, you would, mainlander from fuck all United States or wherever you're listening to, why the hell hasn't the government? If you could find it, why can't they? Because I guarantee you, you fucking could. I guarantee you she passed a bill and had some sort of hand in passing a bill that would make her millions of dollars with NVIDIA and fucking silicon rubber. Guarantee it, folks. Keep your eyes open, man. Seriously. That's what this show's about, folks. That's what this show's about. Go listen to some Joe Rogan. Zone out, listen to some Joe Rogan, absorb it subliminally. Go listen to some Duncan Trussell, and remember, listen to the Midnight Gospel. I feel like not a lot of people know about that show, so I'm going to give it a shout out here. Shout out to Duncan Trussell. Sir, if you're listening to this podcast, come on. I'd love to have you. You see this chair right here? You could come sit in it, Mr. Trussell, anytime you want to, any day of the week. And I feel like it's only appropriate that you lead us off in a prayer, Mr. Liggins. Lead me, you, and the people off in a prayer. In Jesus' name, come on, let's go. Come on, lead us, send us off, bro.
Well, I don't know how your last prayer went, bro.
Hey, no prayer is the same.
I wish us... I wish us the best day. To... give us the greatest happiness until the rest of the day, until we sleep a great rest of sleep. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Thank you, Mr. Lagoons. You're the first guest on the podcast, and hopefully
love to be here.
You will be back. Be back for some more, man.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks,
dog. I love to be here.
All right, man. Well,
signing off.
Thank you.
See you all guys later.
Ladies and gentlemen, I love you all. Bye-bye.